This session is part of a webinar series which aims to assist researchers, librarians, and institutions in the adoption of digital tools and persistent identifiers for a significant increase of research discoverability globally and to increase efficiency in scholarly workflows.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to our webinar series on open science for the discoverability of African research. My name is Ebuka Ezike, and I'm the project manager at Africa Archive. So Africa Archive is a community-led digital archive for African research communication. By enhancing visibility of African research, we enable discoverability and collaboration opportunities for African scientists on the continent as well as globally. So today we welcome our speaker, Mofolashi Chuene from Africa Research, and she will be speaking on the topic, connecting African scholarly stakeholders across the continent. But before we listen to what she has for us today, here is a little about her. Mofolashi Chuene is a research scientist specializing in applied chemistry with a focus on water treatment, nanotechnology, and sustainable energy solutions. She recently completed a Doctor of Philosophy in Chemistry at the University of Johannesburg. Ms. Chuene embarked on her academic journey by obtaining a national diploma in biotechnology from the University of Johannesburg in 2007. Followed by a Bachelor of Technology in Biotechnology in 2012 and a Master of Technology in Water Care from Chuene University of Technology in 2019. Her master's dissertation focused on the disinfection of water, of wastewater, using an integrated ozone nanoparticle system. With extensive experience in scientific research and laboratory facilitation, Ms. Chuene has held various roles in academic and research settings. At the University of Johannesburg, she served as a first-year tutor and laboratory demonstrator, preparing and supervising laboratory activities while ensuring compliance with safety regulations. She is a member of the Future Earths Water Institute of Southern Africa and Young Water Professionals, and a professional natural scientist with the South African Council for Natural Scientific Professions. Her accolades include recognition as the most valuable contributor and a rising star by the Council for Scientific Industrial Research. Ms. Chuene's contributions to the scientific community are further evidenced by her active participation in numerous conferences and workshops where she has presented her research and chaired sessions. Notable among these are the Young Water Professional Conference, the South African Egypt First Joint Researchers Workshop, and the Nanoscience Young Researchers Symposium. Her diverse skill sets and commitment to advancing scientific knowledge make her an invaluable addition to any research and development team. She currently works for Africa Research as a stakeholder relations officer. Her main role includes developing and implementing strategies to engage key stakeholders, such as researchers, students, investors, community members, and government agencies. Beyond her professional and academic pursuits, Ms. Chuene enjoys playing board games and tennis, cooking, and watching documentaries and investigation channels. She is currently based in Gauteng, South Africa. So it's wonderful to have you here with us, Ms. Mofolashi Chuene. And I want to say a big thank you and welcome to everybody in the audience. And now over to you, our speaker, Mofolashi Chuene, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Ebuka. I didn't know that was going to be such a lengthy introduction. Anyway, yes, but really, thank you so much. And
thank you
to those that are joining us this morning or this afternoon, rather. And yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so today we're discussing a very important topic and one that is very close to my heart in particular, and also the initiative or the organization Afrique Research. And today's topic, titled Connecting African Scholarly Stakeholders Across the Continent. But before I do that, Erika, I just want to share quickly about Africa Research. Who is Africa Research, or what is Africa Research? And I'm just going to do my best to give an overview as fast as possible, because just to cover the background of Africa Research. So it's an initiative, primary initiative, that provides networking, interactive platforms, and also a database of researchers, research managers, policymakers, and private sectors. So, you know, when you visit the Africa Research portal, you find that we have a record of the researchers, policymakers, like these key players. We have their profiles there. So the initiative really aims to foster collaboration and promote academic excellence, and also address unique challenges that are faced by the African research community. So one might have a mental picture now what the platform is all about. I mean, really, it's a unique platform. It's a unique platform, really, and it's designed to benefit all stakeholders in the research community while catering for the specific needs of individual organizations. And also, this platform combines best practices and leverages world-class technology to ensure that, you know, there's accessibility and efficiency available at little or even at no cost. So what we've seen is that this platform has really revolutionized how African researchers interact. And we've also seen how people are easily able to get resources. And this has actually significantly enhanced the collaboration amongst the African community. And also, most importantly, it enhances the impact of their work, right? So the objective really is birthed from the passion of seeing collaboration and engagement amongst African researchers. And this combines partners in the science, technology, and innovation ecosystem. And I must say, Erika, that I am so proud of our achievement, particularly because we've seen that everyone in the ecosystem plays a role. Whether you're a volunteer, a donor, a supporter of research, aiming to advance or further the growth and prosperity of Africa and its mandate. So we're very proud as African Research to see how people in different roles actually support and are being, you know, very supportive, really. And you might ask, how can I be so confident? We recently had a South African, Science Forum last year at the CSIR ICC. And that was just evident, and it was just so remarkable to see that we're starting within, you know, our region, which is South Africa, and we are definitely going, you know, continental, and that is ideally what we want to see. So the vision really is to provide a collaborative platform, I have to say this emphatically, for the centralized intra-Africa research resource network. And our mission really is just to promote intra-African. Sorry, I have double screen here. So it's to promote intra-Africa research collaboration and interventions for sustainable development goals realization that are unique to Africa. Right? Okay. Let's move along. My slide is not okay. There you go. So now, when you visit the peradventure, you visit our website, the Africa Research, you'll find very attractive features, but I'm just going to touch on the key features there quickly. I'm just going to run quickly what we have. So, like I said, we have a record of researchers, students, and the like. We have their profile. And so this now helps with researchers able to find who to collaborate with, which is very ideal. And students, for instance, they can search for potential supervisors and research managers alike. They can profile researching that is taking place, so we're getting everybody involved. And I think that is very nice that we have such a feature. And one very important one is funding opportunities and events. And I mean, I'm speaking from both as a researcher and as a stakeholder relations officer that funding is key to drive research. Without proper or the lack thereof funding can be very stressful and challenging, for researchers. So the platform speaks to such scenarios, right? And we have events lined up even for this month already. So you find workshops there, conferences that are upcoming. So everybody or anyone that visits the website, you will see that it's very useful to just align yourself as to what is happening around the research community. Okay. So you might be wondering who is eligible to become a member. Honestly, if your research is driven towards meeting the sustainable development goals, then you automatically qualify. But we're particularly looking at researchers, research managers, policymakers, STI policymakers, research students as well. And I must make a disclaimer now that when you, so what I'm saying is that there's different access levels for different individuals, meaning that one has specific information tailored for their specific needs. And I hope that makes sense. All right. Now, the next one. What are the benefits? Benefits, benefits. I mean, what is the point of having Africa Research, or what is the point of joining the Africa Research platform? So quickly, Abuga, is that there are so many advantages, and I just listed four here quickly. And empowerment through information. We all know, and you can agree with me, that access to a wealth of information empowers an individual. So we've seen that this really enhances the impact of the researchers and their work on the community. And another benefit is strategic planning for institutions. So institutions can utilize the data for planning and improving their research strategies. And also, very fundamental, supporting the SDGs. Very, very fundamental. So the platform supports the research, particularly that contributes to achieving Africa's sustainable development goals, as I've mentioned, ensuring that research efforts are aligned with the broad developmental objectives. And finally, collaborative environment. This, I have to say, and basically at this point, I look at that, we are providing a space for collaboration. So the platform really helps break down barriers and also foster collaboration and research environment across the African continent, right? So we are aiming at research that helps Africa realize its own SDGs, right? So now, as a researcher, I'm sure this is not unique to Africa, I don't know, but we've identified three major challenges that are faced by our African researchers, that are faced by researchers, including myself. And the first one is that working in silence. Abuka, it's so frustrating to know that we are working in silence. And I mean, it's not promoting that culture of interdisciplinary that we're aiming at. You find that, for example, one institution is working on, let me just say, for example, a subject of interest, neuroscience, doing exactly the same thing as the other institution in West Africa, East Africa, or like, that are doing. We are also seeing funds from maybe one particular source, could be, but it's so futile to know that we are doing the same thing, but yet we are working in isolation. You get, sorry, yes. And the second one is we don't have a central information portal. And that, I'm sure, is self-explanatory, that African researchers often rely on expensive international application houses, which can be biased, I mean, honestly, and limit access to African generated knowledge. And also a central portal, we believe that it will help share and democratize access to research findings. And the last one, which is might get some few people uncomfortable, is the focus on funders, let me say focus on funders driven agendas. So you know the idiom that says he who plays the piper calls the tune. And I mean, this is really the reality, that research agendas in Africa are often dictated by external funders, for one, and their priorities, obviously, which may not at the best align with African needs. And while funders are open to negotiation, Edgar, researchers still have the mandate to collaborate with each other more effectively to advocate for local priorities. But I'm happy to say that at Afric Research, we have taken it upon ourselves to offer solutions. And these were broken down into four criteria. And the first one was breaking down silos. And how do we do that, you might wonder. So we encourage more open and collaborative working environments to improve efficiency and data sharing. And also the portal will also serve as a place for researchers to share their findings and other achievements, which is quite nice. And we're also ensuring a universal standard, meaning that we are adopting and conforming to universal standards that facilitate better and smarter connections among researchers. And thirdly, we are promoting transparency, which is very key, also to avoid duplication, as I did say. So the increased transparency will definitely reduce corruption as well and enhance the integrity of research practices. And lastly, facilitating connections. So we do that across the continent, you know, so we implement measures to foster connections and collaboration across different sectors and regions. Okay. Now, why is it crucial? I mean, this brings us to today's topic. Why is it crucial to connect African scholarly stakeholders across the continent? It goes without saying, this is mainly to foster collaboration and knowledge sharing. You know, we shouldn't be so jealous of what we're doing as per, you know, as per research. But if we are sharing the knowledge, then we are able to improve our research and obviously have better outcomes, which I think would be very great to see. And we have not been seeing that, but we are, I think, moving in the right direction, so to say. And also addressing the brain drain. This is very serious, because I don't know if you're aware, but in research, we find that the researchers are not, talented researchers are not retained. And we are trying to address this phenomenon, the brain drain phenomenon, by creating more opportunities within Africa. We are certain that we can retain those talented researchers and mitigate the brain drain phenomenon, right? And also promoting cultural exchange. How do we do that? We facilitate cultural exchange and understanding among African scholars and fostering a sense of Pan-African identity and unity. And lastly, driving a positive change. So by leveraging collective expertise and resources, we can be certain that we can drive positive change, it goes without saying, advance the knowledge production, and also contribute to the sustainable development. And now, how do we achieve the connection? How do we go about achieving this connection? So we have establish regional networks and consortia as Africa Research, in an effort to foster connections. And we organize conferences and workshops that bring scholars from different African countries. And this is mainly for capacity building programs, right? And we've also provide funding and support for joint research projects and the need to invest in infrastructure such as high-speed internet connectivity is very necessary and needed by researchers. I mean, I'm speaking from my own personal experience that if you don't have a high internet connectivity, it might take you forever to access information, disseminate information alike, right? And I'm happy to say that this was raised at our first biannual board meeting at Africa Research. Okay. And okay, so that's infrastructure and address barriers. Abuka, we are African, but we need to tackle the language barriers. We need to find, we need to also address the funding constraints. Funding constraints, funding is everything as a researcher. So if you don't have source of funding, you can have great ideas, but if you lack funding, how then would you express your those ideas? You see, so it makes it almost impossible if you don't have funding. So we as Africa Research, we address such issues. And last year, that was also a very heated topic that we had at the Science Forum. We're having conversation with funders to understand and also get feedback from them as to how do we apply for funding? How do we make sure that we get maximum benefit of funding and such topics were discussed? And also, you know, bureaucratic hurdles that impede collaboration. We have taken upon ourselves as Africa Research to address such, right? So we've broken this into 10 very simplified steps. I'm just going to run through through it quickly. As you know that when you write the vision, you must make it plain. So whoever that reads it can definitely run with it. So the first one is assessment and mapping. And what we mean by that is that we need to conduct a comprehensive assessment of existing scholarly networks, organizations, and institutions across Africa. We also need to identify key players, the research hubs, and areas of expertise. So this mapping exercise really would provide insights into the current landscape and also identify gaps and opportunities for collaboration. And then secondly, establishment of regional networks. Very, very important in achieving that goal. So by creating regional networks or consortia that brings together scholars, researchers, universities, and research institutions within the specific geographical areas, very key. So these networks can serve as platform for collaboration, knowledge sharing, and capacity building. They need to organize more conferences and workshops. So we don't see a lot of intra-African conferences, workshops, and seminars alike on relevant topics. Sorry, what was that?
Sorry, Dom, I think somebody's mic was on now. You can carry on.
Yeah. All right, okay. All right. To facilitate networking, like I said, and exchange ideas among scholars. Very, very important. So these events can be organized at both regional and continental levels and should also encourage interdisciplinary collaboration. Engineering working with the social sciences, very nice to see, but we don't see that, right? And we also need to create online platforms or databases where scholars can connect. And Africa Research, we are proud that we are trailblazers in that area. We are forward, you know, we are moving forward with this. You know, where scholars can share resources, they can collaborate on research projects and also have platforms that are user friendly, you know, that are easily accessible and inclusive, very importantly. You know, catering to scholars from diverse backgrounds and disciplines. And number five, I'm almost halfway done, provide funding and support. I will say this a million times. So there's really a pressing need to allocate funds and resources to support collaborative research projects. Travel grants for scholars also very important. And I believe this will breed a generation or a class of conversant researchers. I believe someone who's well traveled, not even necessarily Africa, but there's just a certain way that they think, And obviously this will lead to capacity building initiatives, once again, networking, workshops and training programs alike. Financial support is very crucial, without a doubt. And any researcher in the room would agree that it is critically important to have funding, to sustain collaborative effort and overcoming barriers to participation. And, it goes without saying, when money is there, you can do so much. But if you are limited, then obviously there's so much you can do, right? And
That's
promote multilingualism. What do I mean that is that we really need to recognize and accommodate linguistic diversity by promoting multilingual communication and publishing initiatives. So this goes without saying. There's a need to translate important resources so to take. So to say, sorry, excuse me, publications as well and conference proceedings into multiple languages. And why is that important? It is to ensure that even the layman back in the village can understand what is happening. Because we cannot think as scientists or as researchers that we know it all. They are very talented people, and for all we know, somebody could be sitting with the next cure for cancer, but they don't have access to to information, for instance, and meaning that they'll be left behind, then we are not moving in the same direction. So we're talking accessibility and inclusivity. And number seven, address bureaucratic hurdles. So we advocate for policies, and reforms that facilitate cross-border collaboration and mobility amongst scholars at African Research. And streamline administrative procedures for research collaborations, visa applications, which can be dreadful, and funding disbursements to reduce bureaucratic hurdles. So the last three, to encourage government support. We do need money from government agencies, policymakers, and funding bodies to advocate for increased support for research and academic collaboration initiatives. And we also need to highlight the importance on investing in education, research infrastructure, and innovation for sustainable development. I mean, I believe Africa is so talented. We have so many talents in Africa, but we are not seeing that, right? Provide cultural exchange, one of my favorites, Foster cultural exchange and understanding among African scholars by organizing cultural events. That would be nice to see. Exchange programs, even from West Africa, you come into South Africa and alike East Africa. I mean, I've not been to West Africa. I would really love to go to West Africa, East Africa, Central, but I've not been because we don't have such, right? And joint research programs will definitely come into play that celebrate the rich diversity of our continent. And lastly, I've said a mouthful, right? Continuously evaluate the effectiveness of initiatives and programs aimed at connecting African scholarly stakeholders, and also importantly, solicit feedback from participants, after the conferences or workshops. Measure impact, very important, and make necessary adjustments when needed to improve on outcomes and sustainability. So we believe that by employing these simple 10 steps, which I believe are quite simple and achievable, we can strengthen the connection within the African continent. We can foster collaboration seamlessly and contribute to the advancement of knowledge and development across the continent. I've said quite a mouthful. And finally, really, Abuka, I think that we don't need to be competing as African. We need to work together, but it's going to take a while, but at least one step at a time, we are definitely getting there. And I mean, simply, it is to drive innovative solutions. Africa is so rich of talent, and we need to promote academic excellence, which would address Africa's unique issues and also pave the way for sustainable development, not even for us, but for the future generation, right? So through concerted efforts and strategic initiatives, Africa can realize its full potential and emerge as a global hub for innovation and research excellence. And thank you so much for your attention. And yeah, I'd be happy to take any question or hear perspective from anybody who's joined us this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mufaloshi, for all that you've presented so far. And it's great to know all that Africa Research is doing to help promote collaboration amongst African researchers. So we will move straight to the Q&A session. So from the audience, I believe you can all hear me. Okay, we have Harold's hand is up. So Harold, can you go ahead and speak?
Don't patronize me, Harold, please.
No, I'm not going to do that. But can you guys hear me proper?
Good afternoon, yes.
Yes, not the thing. A very interesting platform, and I appreciate you presenting it in such a detailed way. I have two questions. The first question is, are you aware of any platforms that are similar in Africa that are trying to do what you guys are doing? And the second question is, how does your platform facilitate collaboration? Like, what is the collaboration built on? What I mean by that is it built on like a chatbot, a chat box, or like the way Slack is, or the way, how do researchers end up collaborating on this platform? Yeah, those are the questions I have.
Okay, Harold, to answer the first one, I was not aware. I'm not aware, and thank you for that. I didn't know there was a similar platform within Africa, like you said. So we'll look into that. You know, this is exactly what I'm saying. We don't know. I don't know if they know about us, but we'll be in touch with them. So I don't know if you have the details. Or, you know, if you do, I would be appreciative if you could share them. And, you know, we can do so much more rather than having separate, because you might find that they're doing similar work or similar research that Africa researchers are doing. And I mean, African researchers are doing. So I'd be happy to have their contact or. Yes, their contact. And the second question, can you just repeat that? You said something about what makes us unique, or am I correct?
Yeah, I was asking so my first question was actually also a question. I was saying if you are aware of other platforms that are.
Oh, if we are aware, no.
So for the second question, I was asking, how does your platform facilitate collaboration amongst the researchers?
Okay, so when you go on the website, or if you are registered, then you would have, you know, such opportunities to collaborate with researchers. So our the portal has all that information. Funding opportunities, events, and workshop, etc. You find that in the portal. So which makes collaboration interdisciplinary within an institution in the African continent very much possible. So we have that on the platform, in the African Research platform. I hope that answered your question.
I actually dropped off. My network is so bad. I dropped off when you answered the question.
Yes, Harold?
Harold, can you come again? She didn't quite hear you. I didn't
I
hear you.
I actually dropped off when the question was being answered.
Yes.
The network.
Sorry, can you pick up a little, Harold?
Yeah, he's breaking.
Yeah.
I was saying, my network is pretty bad, so I dropped off when the question was being answered.
Okay.
Will you share that with him, Ebuka, or do I need to repeat it to his hearing?
Well, if you can just summarize for him.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, only the second question.
Only the second question, yes. I mean, if you look at the last slide, we're saying collaborative platform with a difference. So what we're saying is that when you register as a partner or a key player on the portal, you are able to get information to who to collaborate with, ongoing research, funding opportunities, and what else? Yes, and upcoming conferences and events, workshops for capacity building. So this is how we ensure that we have this collaboration or interdisciplinary collaboration. And I hope that answers your question, Harold.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, I'm glad.
All right, thank you very much, Harold. So do we have any other person with any question for our guests? You can just put up your hand, your virtual hand, or you can speak by putting on or turning on your microphone. Okay, in the absence of any from our audience, I have one for you. Yes, you talked about establishing regional networks, right? In a way to like build this collaboration amongst African researchers. So can you list or mention some of these regional networks that Africa Research has created?
Okay. So if you go on the website, which I would actually appeal everyone to go there, there are three ongoing research in between South Africa and Algeria, South Africa and Kenya. And the third one, okay, just my mind now. And this is testament to the research networks that I'm talking about. So we are able to form such networks easily through African research. And I think this is one of the longest desire that we've had as African research, that are we able to work within the African continent? Not just, you know, it's good that South Africans, we are working together, but not as ideally as we want, but it's even nicer now when we're able to work with, you know, the likes of Dr. Alseine, and I'm just forgetting the other names, you know, that are in, well, Algeria, West Africa, and also East Africa in Kenya. So this is remarkable. For me, this is one of our outstanding achievements of research. You know, so those are the networks that I'm referring to.
Okay, thank you very much. And for those who are wondering what Africa Research website is, you can find that in the chat. It's africresearch.com. All right, so we'll just move on to my next question now. But then in the audience, if you have any question, you can simply do that by putting on or turning on your mic and speaking, or putting up your hand so I call you up. And Harold, please just keep an eye for me, just in case somebody has his or her hand put up. All right, so the next question I have for you is, as regards, you know, persistent identifiers, right? We know how important they are in, you know, promoting visibility of African research. So this is my question. So how is African research using persistent identifiers such as ORCID, and then there are others, in networking database?
Okay, very good question. So ethical research, we are proud to say that we are using these consistent identifiers such as object, like you mentioned, and DOIs is another example. And this helps track what the researchers are doing, and it also adds value to their work. You know, they're able to have their publications and see how they're doing in terms of the research context. And also, you know, such challenges, if I may call them, ensure a comprehensive and a more reliable connection between researchers and their field. And this interoperability enhances the accuracy and accessibility of the research data. And, you know, so it identifies the researchers and the work that they're doing, which is a simplified way of collaborating. Yes, I hope that answers the question. So we believe that by leveraging on these kind of PIDs, you know, we have more access to information and funding of researchers within Africa context and even within South Africa as a country, you know. And yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much. Do we have any other person with a question? I can't see any from my end. Harold, is there any? Just let me know if there is any. All right. I have another question for you because I see we still have some time. As you were mentioning, all of the things you're doing at Africa Research, as regards promoting, collaboration or connecting African researchers on the continent, you talked about funding, providing funding and support. Can you throw more lights on that?
Okay, that one is simple. So because this is an initiative that is relying on sponsors from you know, external funding or individuals that are running this initiative, we are able to use the resources to ensure that funding opportunities are available for our researchers. You know, take for example the current research that is ongoing between South Africa and Algeria. That came as a result of the funding that Africa Research has raised. You know, we are basically what I would call an NGO. So we are not funding, how do I say it? We are relying on external forces to ensure the running and the funding opportunities, you know, through external outsourcing. So we outsource funds to make sure that there is available funding for researchers.
All right. Thank you very much. That answers that. And then finally, I see there are no questions from the audience. Let me ask you this. You talked about also investing in high internet connectivity, because as we know on the continent, that's a challenge for us. So what is Africa Research doing in that regard?
You know, to be honest, we are all in the same boat. And we are all in the same boat in a sense that we are also having the same challenges. And I think we need creative, talented minds to address this and also help us see how we can best make sure that we have that you know, high speed connectivity. You know, so that's also a struggle at Africa Research. We are not excluded, Africa. We are having the same challenges. Hence, I'm saying that there is a need to have that. You know, it makes things so much simpler. I mean, we are living in a very fast-paced world, changing even at the same time. So we need to keep up, and we also need to be ahead as well. So having that kind of internet is really mean, you know, better outcomes, better research deliverables, better connectivity, and seamless collaborations eventually.
Okay, thank you very much. Let me also ask you this because I see Africa Research is doing a lot. They're doing quite a lot in helping to promote collaboration among African researchers. So, and I believe you should have some success stories so far. So can you share with us some of the success stories you have over the years as regards the impacts you would have had on intra-Africa collaborations?
Okay, all right. An example that is not even far, it's recently where we had the Science Forum. Science Forum last year. That is one of the success stories that I will still tell it again and again. You know, just seeing how we managed to put up such a session was just remarkable. And I mean, we had partners from Botswana, I'm trying to remember where one of our sponsors. She's not from South Africa. I'm sorry, But what I'm trying to say is that it was so beautiful to see how we all came together to achieve a common goal. And if we are able to do it at such a small scale, we are definitely in the right direction, and we are living up to our efforts that this can be done, this can be achieved. Mm-hmm. And I gave an example of Dr. Linda Hassani from Algeria and Dr. Richard Magwangwa from Kenya. They are doing incredible work, and I mean, they're working. They're from totally different backgrounds. For instance, Dr. Magwangwa is an expert in molecular breeding and bioinformatics, whereas Dr. Linda specializes in renewable energy systems. So they've come together, and what they're doing is that they're integrating renewable energy into solutions for agricultural practices, at the same time enhancing sustainability and productivity in both countries. So that is also a very beautiful success story.
That's nice. That's wonderful to hear. So Harold is asking in the chat, he said, how do we get involved as researchers?
Well, that one is simple, Harold. If you visit www.africresearch, it's actually .co.za, that so you are able to join at no cost. You can join today or even now, Harold, and I will patronize you if you don't.
So all right, that's nice.
Please do engage us on that platform. Do engage me on my email address as well, if need be. But I think I've shared my email address and contacts, right?
I don't think you've shared that with me. No.
I have. Okay. All right. So I will share that with you.
Okay.
But yeah, but it's easy. M20 M first first letter of my first name, 20 my surname, at africresearch.co.za.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're getting close to the top of the hour. So I want to thank you so much for joining us. Do we have any other question? I don't think there is any. Just check the chat now. I can't find any other question.
Okay.
So, all right. Thank you all for joining us in this webinar session. And I want to thank especially our guests, Mofalushi Chwene from Africa Research. So thank you for joining us today and answering all of our questions and sharing all the ideas you have about what Africa Research is doing to promote, you know, collaboration amongst researchers in Africa. So the recording of this session and the slides will be made available on our website at africacive.org and also on our, you know, mother website. You know, Africacive is currently being hosted by UbuntuNet Alliance. So you can find the slides and the video at africacive.ubuntunet.net. You'll find all of these links in the chat.
Okay.
So you can also get the full details and register for this ongoing webinar series at africacive.org/webinars. all of these sites and all of these links are in the chat. So this webinar series is co-organized by Ubuntu Net Alliance and Access to Perspectives as part of the ORCID Global Participation Program. So our speaker today has been Mofaloshi Chuene from Africa Research, like I said, and we've been speaking on the topic connecting African scholarly stakeholders across the continent. So we have many more exciting webinars and speakers in our subsequent session. And our next webinar session is going to be on the 6th of June at 11 a.m. Watt, 12 p.m. CAT, and 1 p.m. East African time. And our guests will be Joy Owango from TCC Africa and Africa PID Alliance. So we look forward to having you all attend. And once again, a big thank you to our guests. And thank you all to everyone in the audience. Thank you also to our team members at Africa Archive and Ubuntu Net Alliance for putting all of these together. So it's been a wonderful session, and I thank you all for coming, and do have a lovely day. Bye.
Thank you, Abuka. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.